Brilliance Audio presents Blood Game by Iris Johansson, performed by Jennifer Van Dyke. The woman was fruitful. She had given to him, and he must give back. Kevin Jellick arranged her naked body carefully on the grass. He brushed her long blonde hair back from her face and closed her blue eyes, which were staring straight up at the sky. But he could do nothing about the twisted horror that was frozen on her face. She hadn't understood the honor he was doing her. Well, what could you expect? Nancy Jo Norris was only 19, and she didn't know what nightmares could attack a woman, the nightmares from which he'd saved her. He preferred to honor older, more experienced women, but the fever had been upon him, and he'd had to compromise. The fever. You didn't realize how fortunate you were, Nancy Jo. I might have driven right past you if the torment hadn't been so intense, and if I hadn't been forced to confine myself to such a small corner of the world. The corner of the world that contained Eve Duncan. Wonderful, strong, tortured Eve Duncan. Eve knew about the nightmares. She had lived through them. She might pretend that she wanted life, but deep in her heart of hearts, she only wanted the release he could give her. The release he must give her. He had known that she would be his final move in the game, but she had destroyed his prime source, and it was his duty to take the time and effort to single her out for attention right away. He looked up at the crescent moon, sharp as a scythe in the night sky. "Eve, do you hear me?" he whispered. "Do you feel me?" Then he closed his eyes and tried to form a picture of Eve in his mind. Short, red-brown hair, thin, strong body, intelligent face brimming with character.
"You're not going to be easy, but I promise I will persevere."
In the meantime, he had this lesser woman, this Nancy Jo Norris, to do final honor. He took the golden goblet that he had cupped between her folded hands on her breasts.
"You're released, Nancy Jo. Take flight."
He bent and kissed her lingeringly on the lips. She was already turning cool as her soul departed.
"Have you forgiven me yet? Do you realize the gift I've given you?"
They were the questions he asked every time, but to no avail. He must be patient. Someday, one of them would give him that reassurance. Perhaps Eve Duncan. One final duty that was always pure pleasure.
"Nancy Jo Norris."
He lifted the goblet to his lips, his gaze once more on the night sky and the cold, sharp sliver of moon.
"Gift to gift."
He drained the goblet.